Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
Because producer Russell is here with all the best recommendations of where to eat around Dublin. Russell, how are you?
I am fabulous this Tuesday. I'm confused as heck.
And we all are.
I know, but I am also starving. And the more I'll talk about this, the more hungry I will get. So, I'm not talking about a specific place. I'm just helping you get your plans in order for the next couple of weeks.
Okay,
because,
I like that.
Because there is a festival coming up, which we are very familiar with here at Dublin Delish. It's called The Big Grill. It is taking place next weekend, but I'm on holidays next week.
Oh,
so I can't
Russell.
Talk about it next week. So we're going to talk about it today instead. But it's a really great festival. It's all about fire, live cooking over fire. So you're talking your barbecues, you're talking smoking, all of these different things in a great, great setting of Herbert Park. And it is now in its, what is it, 11th year, 10th year?
Wow.
So it's been going so long. It's a huge success, but it's a delish, proper delish festival to go through. So there's so many. Have you been to it
I've
yet?
Never no. been. I've heard everything about it though.
Yeah, it's a really great one, and we'll actually have on the show on Thursday one of the people behind it, John Relahan, who's from Pit Bros around the corner here, 98 as well. He's a fantastic chef, worked with Jamie Oliver back in the day. He's fantastic, and he knows his smoked foods very, very well. There's a lineup of different people from all across the world, and I only in kind of recent times understood how big Texas in America is for barbecues. Like, it's massive.
As in Texas, the state?
The state. Oh. So many. There's Michelin-starred restaurants that entirely only do barbecue food.
Wow.
So I'm suddenly like, okay, I really know. Obviously, I knew the South and that kind of area, big for barbecues.
Yeah.
But the quality and the level that they have, amazing. So there's a couple of people coming from over in the States doing different things like that. There's a Cambodian restaurant from London coming over.
Wow.
To do the different dishes as well. And then this is one I'm obsessed with. You've been recently in Spain.
Oh yeah.
And you know the ham that's on the leg, the
yes.
lovely ham type of thing. They have a master ham on carver coming along.
Who qualifies in master of ham on? I mean,
my
like,
dream.
What is it? Actually,
my dream
I could
job.
See this for you, Russell.
I would love it. I visited like San Sebastian's Northern Spain a couple of years ago, and they had loads of them there. And I was just like, you know, just take a little bit off and have a bit, you know, a little sitting outside on sunshine. Oh, it's just dreamy.
It's real holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a proper really good thing. They'll have different demonstrations. They'll have different cookery demonstrations, workshops, so many different things. It's great for the family as well. They have a little kind of area for set up the kids can kind of get involved and be in, understanding of things. But it's a really wonderful and great names there. Brad Leone, who many people will know from Bon Appetit, a really good chef. There's another one, Genevieve Taylor. She's the leading female voice in live fire cooking. She's amazing on Instagram in particular. She's like so many tips. And actually barbecuing, I don't know, have you done much barbecuing yourself?
I never have, because
oh God.
I've said this before, right? My mother has like a fear of barbecues because she thought she was going to give us food poisoning.
Yeah.
Which is a valid concern, you know, and she's looking out for us,
absolutely.
I get it.
And as a proper Irish mammy.
We're also deprived of a barbecue, Russell.
I
would love to get one now. And I know Paul always mentions about the ninja barbecue that himself and his husband Eddie are after getting. That is like a blessing, because it's not kind of as big and industrial as some of the other ones.
Exactly.
It's kind of a plug-in.
It's an easy
job.
One to get the flavour going and do the smoking and different things. I used to have 5 barbecues. At one point.
Why?
Before I moved into an apartment, I had 5 barbecues.
But why, Russell?
Because I got obsessed with it, okay? And every single one of them had a different purpose and a different reason, okay?
Did they, though?
Yes.
Or did you just give them that?
I gave them that, but they did have good reasons. So I'm really, really into it. There's also, in terms of places from Dublin as well that are there, a couple of places that have even featured here on Delish as well. Bahe, who do, they've recently taken over Caldero, just under Stephen's Green.
Yes.
They're doing some incredible Filipino food. Hang Dai, which is an amazing Chinese restaurant there on Camden Street. They've only announced that they're opening a new place in Ranelagh. They're going to be doing stuff. Achara, which is on the Keys, I think. Did I send you there? I can't remember.
No, I don't think it was me.
I think I sent someone
I'll go
there.
Okay, you'll go there.
Yeah, doing amazing Thai food there. Chia, who make the best kebabs. I absolutely love them. They're also there. So there's some really amazing places that you can try some really creative, delicious food.
Yeah.
The dates there are next, so not this coming weekend, the following weekend, which is the 14th to the 17th. There's tickets still available. It'll be a lovely little day out if you have any hankering for a bit of, you know, smoky barbecue-y food. Oh, dreamy day out.
Tickets on the website, I presume?
Yeah, tickets at biggrillfestival.com.
Okay,
and
amazing.
Loads of details all there.
Like you're saying, loads of creativity you come away with. Whether you're a barbecue person, maybe you want to get into a little bit more. And again, fun for all the family as well.
Exactly. That's some delish.
A fountain of knowledge, as always. You'll be back next Tuesday. That's when we do it. Every single Tuesday, just after 12.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Neo here on 98FM. I always say it when he plays on 98. If you ever get the chance to go and see him, do it. He is incredible live. A couple of years ago, I actually flew to Birmingham literally solely to see him. Worth the trip. Speaking of flying, one of the more charming travel rituals, it's about to change. So starting this November, Ryanair passengers will no longer be able to use printed boarding passes. Instead, you'll need to present a digital version through the Ryanair app on the phone. The airline says that the switch is going to help save around 300 tons of paper each year. So that's pretty good. And I get it from that sense. Now, I would be a person who would have never, ever, ever used a printed boarding pass. Then again, I am also of the age that my phone has always been in my hand from like a young age. And I know for a lot of people, they cannot go to an airport without the printed boarding pass. I love walking around an airport and seeing people with folders filled with reams of paper. You know that they have every single travel document in that folder. They have all the accommodation details of where they're going to as well. And lo and behold, the boarding passes are in there too. It just makes me feel quite unorganized in my life. Because in one sense, I would love to be that organized, but it's just not me. No. So the phone thing isn't going to affect me because that's always how I travel. I always just scan the little QR code on my boarding pass to get through the gates onto the plane. But is it going to affect you? Are you someone who still prints out boarding passes, prints out all the travel documents that you need, brings them to the airport in the most gorgeous organized folder ever? It kind of gives me the same vibes as directions. So in our house, whenever we were going on holidays as a family, we, I think, always used to use the phones for the boarding passes on the plane. Correct me if I'm wrong, if my mother is listening. But when it came to directions, we'll say if we were traveling somewhere around Ireland that we'd never been to, didn't know the directions, this is where the paper came into play in my house. So my mom would go on to AA Roadwatch. She'd put in her little travel destination. And on that website, you would get a breakdown, literally step by step, turn by turn, how you were able to get there by driving. My mother would proceed to print out the entire thing and would get to the destination by having the directions printed on paper in front of her. Now, obviously, someone was calling them out to her. But she used to print out the directions. So that was a time before Google Maps. So now the move from printed to digital boarding passes is giving me the same vibes of if you were printing out a log of your directions for a journey. Would you let me know if this is something that, you know, is kind of making you think about the way that you travel? Do you still have the folder with all the paper? Do you still print out directions from the AA?
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.